Hello, and welcome back to our podcast, We Go For It. We're sharing stories and observations for the boldly aspiring. This podcast is brought to you by Norman and Advancing Life Projects. Let us help you advance your life project. Thanks for joining us on our 365-day Best Wishes for You series. This is episode 84, and our wish of the day is, may you feel the presence of God uniformly, everywhere, and at every time. There's something that we have to take into consideration as we delve into this particular wish that's really full of a lot of meaning, and it is based upon a lot of different principles that maybe might make some people feel a little uncomfortable. I hope that by the end of this episode, that feeling of discomfort won't be so strong, or maybe won't be there anymore. But if you'll bear with me, I'm going to argue that we're not actually physical beings, that we are actually spiritual beings living in physical bodies, and that unfortunately, far too many people focus on what is most obvious to our physical senses. We live too much, and we rely too much on our physical senses. And that is what we're focusing on, is obviously our physical nature. I'm going to argue that that is but a small part of who we are. And I'm going to argue that we are spiritual beings living in physical bodies, and we've been gifted with something called an intellect. We have intellectual faculties. And these faculties enable us to imagine and reason and create. In essence, we are energy. Energy makes up just about everything around us. Everything is energy in different forms. Now, what does this have to do with the wish dealing with God? Well, let's take a look at this for a minute. You see, everything is energy in different forms. We are surrounded by energy, vibrating at different frequencies. As we all understand, energy can be neither created nor destroyed. It just is. And it merely changes form. It's constantly changing form. For example, if we take water and we freeze it, we put it at a certain temperature, the vibratory rate of the water molecules, it's going to slow down. And it's going to slow down to the point that we form ice. Now, if we were to take the same ice cube and start to heat it, once again, the vibratory rate of that particle, of those molecules of the ice, they will also start to change, and it'll become first water, and then eventually it'll become vapor. You see, the energy's still there. What has happened is that it has changed shape due to the change in its level of vibration. So the energy is constantly changing, and thought is energy. And this thought energy that I call spirit is constantly flowing to and through us, always. We can never turn that energy off, never. That energy is always flowing to and through us. Now, we can't turn it off. We can and do, however, convert it into various forms of what we call thoughts. And this is happening all the time. All the time. I like to say half in with happiness and half with a little bit of sadness, perhaps even a little bit of doom, is that we are condemned to create. It is in our nature as spiritual beings. We are designed to express. Now, the thoughts that we entertain the most consistently, the ones that we think about, that we entertain most often, are those which eventually manifest into our results, our physical results. What we do is we take this energy that's flowing into us, and through our mental faculties, we convert this energy into what is called ideas. Now, these ideas, they alter or they place us in a specific vibration. And they themselves, the ideas, they eventually manifest in physical form in what we call results. So you see, everything starts with thought, and thought actually is energy. It's taking that energy that is flowing to and through us, and it's being shaped through our intellect. Now, this constant escalation of energy to thought, to idea, to physical results is what we call the creative process. I find it kind of funny when somebody says they're not creative. It's all we are is creative. As I said, we are condemned to create whether we want to or not. Whether we accept that responsibility and guide it or not is irrelevant. We are always creating. We are always creating results. The problem is when we let go of the process and we create results that we really don't want. And this creative process starts with energy, this thought energy that I call spirit. And this is happening all the time. Now, the lion's share of this activity is taking place in our subconscious mind. When I say the lion's share, I'm talking about the part of this process that actually leads us to the result. We can entertain a thought in our conscious mind, but until we have embedded that thought into our subconscious mind, it will make very little difference in our lives. So it is where the real magic is taking place, is in the subconscious mind. Now, I mentioned our mental faculties that we use to shape this thought energy into ideas and thoughts. So what are these mental faculties that we have at our disposal? What are they? Well, we've got 6 of them that we can talk about. We have perception, reason, imagination, will, memory, and intuition. These are our tools. We are born with these. We are born with these abilities. Now, the development of these tools or these abilities depends on us, on how we've been raised, which doesn't depend on us, but what we do with it afterwards does. How we choose to develop them, how we choose to exercise them, to practice them. There's no secret. There's no secret to any kind of big success. You got to keep showing up on a regular basis and practice whatever it is you want to make a habit and you want to be successful in every day. Now, we all have access to this thought energy, but we all do different things with it. We do different things with it in accordance with how developed our mental faculties are and how we choose to use them. You know, we've all got access to this energy. And when I say access to the energy, I'm talking once again back to spirit, this thought energy that is flowing through us. And we can't help ourselves. We can't help the process. Now, we've also all got the same mental faculties. We've all got them. Some are more developed in others than in other people. You know, the real difference, as I've said, some have better developed their mental faculties than others. And when I think about the magic of thought energy, I'm reminded of the late, great Eddie Van Halen, of Van Halen fame. He died back in 2020, but about 5 years prior to that, he was being interviewed at the Smithsonian Institution's What It Means to Be American series. It's a series that celebrates immigrant stories, such as that of the Van Halens. And he was explaining different ideas that came to him, which resulted not only in playing the guitar, which he was famous for, but maybe even more importantly, in guitar manufacturing practices and techniques that have become industry standard. And it's interesting that when the interviewer commented on all the stuff, she said, well, you know, what do you do? How do you handle all the stuff or that comes out of your mad scientist brain? And Eddie said, or is given to me from somewhere else. And if you follow any of these interviews with Eddie Van Halen over the years, when he was interviewed about his inspiration, he always said it was not really him. It was something that came through him. that came through him, ideas and inspirations. And he was merely a conduit in order to execute because he had developed particular skills. And these were ideas that worked with and through him. Thought energy is all around us, all the time. We take that thought energy and we turn it into ideas. Then through the use of our mental faculties, we forge and we refine and persist in our ideas until they manifest into physical results. Now, of course, there's a bit more to it than that, but without those three elements, nothing can be created. And the better we get at understanding and using our mental faculties, the more adept we'll get at turning this ever-present thought energy that we always have access to, and that I choose to call spirit, and turn it into the results we choose. Now, where can we start? We've just listened to this episode and maybe say, okay, I'd like to give it a shot. I'd like to discover, well, we got to study. We know that. I'm going to give you a little reminder about that. But, you know, there's some questions we can start with, but revolving around particular areas of our life or particular projects we want to work on. And what if we started with the following variations of the same question? In other words, what if I do this? I wonder what will happen if I do this or that. Experimenting, trying out new ideas, things that might actually work, working on our hunches in accordance with the projects that we've decided on. Start there and persist and let me know how it goes, and I'll see you at the top. And as we part ways, I share my sincere wish with you. May you feel the presence of God uniformly everywhere and at every time. And I'm going to send you another little reminder, because I think that we're at the point now where we need to really get serious about the work we're doing towards our projects and towards our most cherished goals. Always remember that study leads to understanding. Understanding leads to faith. Faith leads to expression. And expression leads to acceleration. Why? Because we're at ease. In other words, calm down and speed up. Until next time, take care, be kind to yourselves and each other, and remember that ultimately, you hold the key. Thanks for your time.